It's 8 o'clock almost of the Festcast. Last 3 hours, almost 2 hours of recording. Now it's time to change cassette. I'm gonna see what's happening in the evening. The situation got quite hard before. The supporters of Bush attack people, of peaceful people at the demonstration, run out there and pro democracy in the US. Their behavior has been anyway recorded by many people, so it's something by the depth that will be. There will be people very willing to give information, the right information about what happened. So, what's happening now? The situation is quite blocked. I'm gonna see. The police is patrolling all around, but it's a huge group of policemen, of cops in front of me. I am at the entrance of the big boulevard, driving direct to UMass. So and now we see group of people saying "Vote Trump, come." Hi, it's Independent Media Center. It's written votehemp.com. What does it mean? What are you supporting?
Votehemp.com is an organization that's based on public education and political education on the issue of industrial hemp. We have just published a voter guide on our website that has congressional candidates across the nation that are pro-hemp and presidential candidates that are pro-hemp. And essentially what we're doing is we're essentially pushing the issue to the federal level to get industrial hemp deregulated so that American farmers can start growing it, so that we can start, you know, selling non-imported industrial hemp in this country instead of the imported hemp we're selling now.
Okay, and what's good with hemp?
Well, hemp will halt deforestation. Since we started using wood fiber for our paper over the last 63 years, we have knocked down 50% of the world's forests and made it into paper. Hemp used to be our main paper source. As a matter of fact, it was law in this country that you had to grow 20% of your crop had to be hemp. So, and then, of course, you know, things like the Constitution of the United States are printed on hemp. The Declaration of Independence is printed on hemp. Most publishing was printed on hemp up until the 1930s, and when the stock market crashed and the lumber industry took over the manufacture of paper because they had no place else to sell wood fiber at that time. So they took over making paper because people were still buying newspapers, and William Randolph Hearst went on a campaign to defame hemp, calling it marijuana, and
Sorry, but what about marijuana?
They called hemp marijuana, and basically started the drug war back in the 1930s.
Okay, thank you very much, and see you. It's Valerio, IMC, and please could you repeat the name of the website?
Votehemp.com.
Okay, so www.votehemp.com. Yeah. Okay, and www.votehemp.com. If you want to know more about this interesting story, I really knew. That's quite new to me. So here there is, we are in the middle of something like a mixing between direct action people and people coming from trade unions supporting Gore. And there is a real discussion. And I really don't know how it's, I'm quite amazed by this fact. That's something really great of this country. In Italy, it would never happen. At least it's nice to see people, single people speaking. You see here we say, you know, somebody with a bandana or direct action, speaking with the young people almost the same age, supporting Gore. That's quite strange. Very, very strange and very interesting. What's happening? People now are moving forward, and I'm gonna move the same way to see what's happening. Okay, see you later. Hi, excuse me. Here's IMC, Independent Media Country. What about Al Gore?
What about him?
Al Gore, yeah. Well, now we are passing over Al Gore.
Nothing, we were just noticing that everyone just threw away their banners and left.
Yeah, why?
On the ground. I don't know.
And what about what about this union supporting Gore? And
it's kind of interesting. We were kind of wondering if they were getting paid or something. They all seemed not very enthusiastic about Gore.
And how do you comment the violence they used towards the people supporting Nader?
Excuse me?
What is your comment to the violent attitude they had?
Whose violent attitude?
Of the Gore's supporter.
I really didn't like it. These two guys came up to our group and tried to take people's signs away, and then they were accusing people, saying, hey, these guys have weapons, because they had, like, big sticks, and they were just, like, yelling and, like, pushing their posters into people's faces and just not being very nice to other people at all.
Yeah, it's, I was really feeling that something bad could have happened. Okay, see you later. Yes, I am C. Valerio speaking. Now we are still moving towards the main entrance of the UMass, and see what's happening now. So we lost all the interview with the people, so we begin again. It's Valerio MC. It's 8:20, almost 8:20. There is this bunch of people in front of the entrance of UMass. People shouting, a lot of people, some people direct action with bandana in front of their eyes. Mixed people from all the different peoples of the left. And now they're asking people to come back. I don't know why, probably they found the passage somewhere. There is a lot of pressure here. And hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
I am Valerio. I'm C, Independent Media Center. What do you have to say about this day?
It's great. There's a lot of people out here to show that, you know, they really care about what happens in this country.
Yeah.
I'm proud of everybody here.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing you say. How do you feel?
How do I think?
Yeah, how do you feel now? How do you feel?
Well,
what is the feeling inside you?
I feel as though we're in a position to make some major change in this country, and I think it's pertinent that it happens now. I think that corporations need to be smaller, and I think that the rich need to stop getting richer, and the poor need to stop getting poorer. And I think that minimum wage should be raised.
Are you a student?
Yes, I am. I go to Emerson College.
Ah, and what are you studying?
Film.
Huh?
Film.
Film, I see. So a filmmaker, a futurist, RTC. So you are in good company. It's such a colorful demonstration, puppets, performances. It's very beautiful. People from different beliefs together for democracy. So where are you from?
Stowe, Massachusetts.
So you're from Massachusetts too? I greet you and thank you for your comments. My name is Valerio, I am C. And so we go on interviewing people around and see what they say. There is this huge mess. It is interesting to see people direct action moving. They organize. There is something like demonstration in the demonstration. They move with their own, with their own times, their own means. It's not like the others. They are very organized. The rest of the people are absolutely unorganized. Just everybody speaking, moving around. There is no. Oh, yeah, we are. Here we are just on the fencing of the campus. There is a beautiful lawn in front of us. There are many police cars. Policemen look very, very peaceful. There are no problems. The only problems have been provoked by the few supporters of Gore, which have assaulted some people of the peaceful demonstration which led here from Roxbury. Anyway, we're going to see what's going to happen. People pushing on the entrance, but I don't think nothing going to happen this way. And anyway, we look quite very enthusiastic at the same time, quite tired. And let's see.
There are no doubt.
So,
what do we want? Justice!
Where do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
Now!
We want justice now, that's the idea. That's the idea of this demonstration, justice and now. It's everybody's reclaiming the right to speak, the right for either ideas to get in front of the people, to give the possibility of decision to the people. And that's also what the anarchists, in a way, are supporting in many groups. Different people who refuse to vote, people who are so far from any kind of reformist attitude towards life. Here we see people with red crosses on all their bodies. It's an affinity group, I guess. And I've seen three or four affinity groups of different kinds. Here we have the Falun Gong people. They are protesting against the violation of human rights in China. We can't agree with them. It's a terrible situation. 30,000 people have been arrested without any good reason.
Justice!
Now! Yeah. Just and again, the core of the demonstration. What we want, justice. What do we want? We want justice. We want it now. That's the idea.
Justice!
We're in front. Just we see the UMass buildings. And they are quite... Everything is light, but nobody's in. I said the people who got the permission, the candidates, and of course, and the people, to whom credits have been given, and so moving around, crowd again. That's very close to the A flag. There's a beautiful black flag, and the flag. There's also a flag with the anarchy symbol, and. It's another banner with either, neither, or bother. So. There is this joke with Star Wars, of course. A lot of irony in a way, many of the banners, and that's quite weird to me. It's ironic. Painted people. Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, what do you think about this? Are you happy about this demonstration?
I think there's a great show of freedom of speech here. I'm actually kind of impressed that they let us get this close, but I'm not surprised that they've basically cordoned us off like cattle. I can see that there's an intense amount of energy building up here as more and more people pour into this enclosed area. We've got the water on one side, fences on the other. We're surrounded by the helicopter and the shining lights on. I'm just wondering when the pressure builds up here, what's going to happen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, see you later. And so we continue our report here. The pressure is growing and people are pressing against the border of the campus. And of course the front part, in the front parts there are many, that we have with. So the front part is the anarchist. Something has been thrown against the police. That's not a. People are asking to open up the gates, but of course nobody.
corporate whore!
Call her!
Al Gore's a corporate whore! Al Gore's a corporate whore!
Is a corporate war whore. That's nice. What's happening this time? I don't know. I really don't understand what they're going to do. It's not clear.
George Bush is a little wuss.
So we saw the police coming.
Arf, arf, arf.
We see. All the police are coming. They have guns and they have tear with, I think, tear gas. They are quite a big bunch.
Left, left, right, left, right, 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 left,
left, right, left. In Italy we would say bidon, 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 but it's almost the same. Oh, they are ready for us. What's happening there? What's happening? Here, time to move. Gotta begin later.
They told me can't come in!
So in the middle of the crowd, there is some people are throwing their sticks against the policemen. So what did it happen?
I can't hear you.
What did it happen?
What just happened? The guys up front looked like they were moving the barriers around, and the police were just trying to stop them from doing it.
Okay, thanks.
How about you? We're not violent. How about you? We're not violent.
Nader has arrived! Ralph Nader has arrived! And nobody was expecting that! I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Police is pushing us backward. I hope people is not going to come back. Should push forward. Fascisti bastardi! Demonstration, the police is trying to make it violent, it's as usual. The only violence is the police one and the state one. That's the only truth, what's always been happening. And so that happens again. I mean, I don't think these policemen and their chief are more as smart than the ones before in other situations, so... A huge bunch of National Guards and policemen, and they do not look as peaceful as before. They're a bit angry now, because probably they're always the same stupid people standing while the pitoria somehow is getting involved and making their lives better. They're the usual slaves. Slaves.
We're not violent. How about you?
We're not violent.
Now the colleague is not coming. I thought so anyway. Excuse me! Excuse me! Hey!
Hey! Colleague!
Hey. Come on, does not hurt anybody! I'm horrible, but I never hurt anybody. Let Ralph debate! 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 Let Ralph debate. Right, left, right, stop. Left, right. He's the typical policeman. I think he's not been fucking for the last 5 years of his life. Cannot. How can you fuck if you're a policeman? Or, I mean, you have to be, you know, the most frustrated person in the world to be a policeman. Or the poorest. So we are in the middle of the crowd. Situation is getting a bit hotter. And I'm going to the front. Please, excuse me. Please let me go. Let me go. Okay, we are just on the front now. Hi, guys. Nice, what about you? How is it going? It's IMC, International Independent Media Center, so how are you?
This is a non-representative government. This government is stealing our tax dollars to fucking fund a war against us.
And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we think we're just trying to get in. They're not letting us in. We're trying to get in any way we can without fucking shit up, but they come back with sticks and fucking...
But have you seen? Look, there are those ones without the uniform. Yeah. Take care of them. They are on that side. On this side. You should take care of them. They are without uniform, so...
They're also arresting people for wearing masks.
Where?
Here, around here. If the person is
alone. Yeah?
If they catch them, they're like in a pair, they're swooping them, they're picking them up.
I see. So if somebody's alone, he can be arrested?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen people being arrested?
There's been 3 people arrested that we know of for sure so far for wearing the mask.
Okay. Where, do you know where they were from?
Not. I don't.
Right here.
People's revolution! Direct action!
Okay.
People's revolution!
Keep tough, guys.
People's revolution!
We're not violent!
We're not violent! How about you?
How about you?
We're not violent! How about you?
We're not violent!
We are passing through the front now. We are going horizontally parallel.
How about you?
I'm seeing at the guy.
How about you?
We're not violent! How about you?
We're not violent! How about you?
We're not violent! How about you?
So many guys and girls from around the country. Beautiful color. It's a great demonstration against the dullness of these stupid parties, this stupid government, these clowns, this circus of politics that's ruling now in the US and so far around the world. So all the supporters of our goal just disappeared as far as they have been. They got their money to come here. As soon as they saw people really volunteering, coming here for their ideas, they just escaped. They were just stupid, literate people without any possibility of understanding what's happening. They couldn't even say why they were voting Bush or Gore. So we have the police in front of us, just a few meters. And anyway, the situation is hot, but it's not so. I think it's not dangerous. I've seen much worse. And anyway, the guys here are mostly come from anarchist group and direct action. Anyway, I can see that no, they don't have any kind of weapon and not seen anything. I've been looking around just to make sure of it. And anyway, these policemen are quite calm anyway. Yes, yes. Take images. I cannot take images. So, what do you think? How do you feel like?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. That's great.
That's October Revolution!
Yes! Yeah.
Nothing to see us for brutality.
So, guys, take care. On this side, there are some policemen without the uniform. That side, I've seen it from there. I took pictures of them anyway.
Take
care of them because they're dressed as you do. All in black. They have the helmets and big sticks like baseball bats or something like this. So take care. I think that's not even legal. The police. Yes, I think they cannot do anyway. So I have asked the photographer to take pictures. A photographer with,
yeah.
And they did. So somebody think gonna get this speech. I think those are the only real dangerous ones because, you know, probably there is written nowhere that they are here.
Yeah.
So, okay, take care. So, tired? Are you tired?
No.
Are you bored?
No.
Okay, how do you feel like?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. She speaks with a finger. You?
Good.
Good. No, it's a great day, yes. So, bye. It's Valerio AMC moving around. There's nobody wanting to speak anymore, say the truth. Neither do I. Yeah, it's moving at the wind, the anarchist flag, and that's always a beautiful thing to say. And so, I'm sorry, somebody's on his knees, don't know why, so we're gonna move around. I wanna advise people about the presence of these fucking covered cops. So, now we're getting in a calmer region, stop it for a moment, so I'm gonna sit down. The movement, as usually, there is the people singing and dancing. There is a drummer, a lot of people are playing this drummer. It's a collective drummer. So, hi, how are you?
Hey!
Hi. Good?
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Yeah.
One of the happiest days of the last time. I don't know if it's the same for you. Where are you from? Okay, a bit tired? Are you a bit tired?
Yeah.
One of us. I think so. Anyway, bye. So, justice. Some people ask for so much justice. Well, that's much more.